Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the It's Obvious podcast. This is episode 46. Tonight, I'm your host, Garrett Drake, and I'm joined by my co-host, but more importantly, my best friend, Jacob Alka. Jacob, how are you feeling tonight?
Thank you. I am great. I'm glad to be here.
How are you? Both? You know, I'm doing okay. I was doing really well, and then I backed out of my driveway and ripped the bumper off Preston's 2016 blacked out Mustang.
Yeah.
And that turned the night a little sour. That's actually why he's not here now. He's having to deal with that. He had to have his father come all the way from the other side of the planet essentially to pick up the bumper into his truck, and then Preston had to follow him home.
It was literally out there hanging by a strip and he had to rip it off.
Yeah, it was hilarious. I'll tell you the quick story. We're in the middle of doing our Let's Play for Skitbold, a dodgeball adventure, which you'll see later this week. Yeah. It was a lot of fun. Very competitive. We had a fun time because
a very fun game.
It was. I kind of want to play it again. But we normally don't do competitive Let's Plays, but it had been a while, so we're like, let's do a competitive Let's Play. This will be fun. Jumped into that. Forgot my mom had work tonight. My mom said, you need to come move your car. I got to go right now. I was like, crap. So obviously, stopped the video. I run outside as quickly as I can, totally forgetting Preston's car is parked right off to the right behind my car.
It is black.
It is.
And it's dark.
Yeah, it's pretty dark, and his car's blacked out like the Batmobile. So of course, I back out. And I'm backing out, and of course, this is the first time this ever happens in my life. There's cars always behind me on driveway. I always zip around them. Of course, I was flustered by my mother's urgent need for me to back out. So I'm backing out. All of a sudden, I hear a little... I was like, oh, crap, I think I'm touching someone's car. So I, like, kind of slow down, and then all of a sudden, I just hear, like, a pop. I was like, what was that? I look over, Preston's bumper's hanging off, of course.
God.
My only assumption is, because my car is fine, my assumption is that either my wheel or the little, like, ridge that covers my wheel hooked onto a part of his bumper and literally just pulled it off.
Yeah.
And it's funny, it wasn't like the situation where I was just skidding and was like, oh, might as well commit now and just, like, graze down his car. It was just, like, probably 6 inches of room where I just grabbed on, held on tight, and ripped all the way. It's like ripping a Band-Aid off, so...
So you didn't think to go back forward, you just went back farther?
Well, that's the thing. It wasn't a situation where I was like, oh, I better go forward. It was like a split second and it was over with. It was just like, what was that? Gone. So I apologize for all the pops in the mic, by the way, this evening, ladies and gentlemen. But
Is this your sick way of getting rid of Preston?
It was, yeah. It was my only plan to get rid of him once and for all. But unfortunately, it's 100% my fault he's not here tonight. But we wish him the best. Obviously, I'll be paying to fix his bumper. Yeah. Good times. It's not the first time I've destroyed Preston's car. So it's just another memory to share going forward as friends and as brothers. But Jacob, I got to say, thank you for sticking around. Obviously, we got held back quite a bit today. It's been a very long day for me.
It's
sleepy.
Late.
But there's a lot of fun news to cover tonight. I hope you're willing to knock it out with me.
I definitely am.
Not only to cover it and talk amongst ourselves, but talk amongst our friends from the community this evening.
You mean these people?
Yes, these people that are either viewing or listening via YouTube, iTunes, Audio Boom, wherever you might be. Thank you for joining us this evening, this afternoon, wherever you might be, work, school, free time. Home, you might be washing your car.
Wherever you are, free
maybe
time.
You're on your way to work. Whatever you might be doing.
Is free time a location now?
Did I say wherever you are, your free time?
Did I? Like wherever you are, school, work, free
this
time.
Is what I mean. I'm running off 2 hours of sleep. Got up at like 5:30. What time is it now? 12:40.
Yeah, it's Monday now.
Yeah, it's been a very long day. In about 4 hours, I'll have been up for 24 hours. I've already ripped a bumper off Preston's car. I can't speak properly, but wherever you might be in this present moment, thank you for joining us. It's an honor to have you. Jacob, you want to just jump right into this news tonight?
I'm always down to jump in. I'm always in.
I'm always in, too,
I guess,
Jacob.
That makes sense, too, but...
Yeah, I'm always down
not
to
what
jump
I was
in.
Going for.
I get what you're saying. But hey, our question from last week was Blizzard's compromise a threat to creative liberty in gaming? Turns out, our question has already been answered swiftly. I'm talking a day later.
Yeah.
Came out with a new post for Trazer based purely off the pinup art from, I guess you could call it, 30s, 40s, that era, maybe the 20s, maybe shortly after.
Yeah, I remember in the group chat I posted a picture. I don't know if you had seen it prior.
I did,
to that,
yeah.
But
dude, I gotta say, I love the replacement.
Yeah, I mean, I like them both. They're both fine.
Mm-hmm. Obviously, we never had a problem with the first one, but I think it's funny how this pose arguably shows off her butt even more.
And Blizzard, I mean, it's kind of
not
it
in
shows
the same
off more
way.
Leg, I guess.
Yeah, not in the same way, but it definitely, I will admit, based on what we read about Tracer and what I've seen after having this discussion, I watched some more gameplay for Tracer specifically. Mm-hmm. I could totally see the guy was like 95% spunk. Totally agree. Definitely based on her personality. But this new post is awesome, I think.
I completely agree.
And it seems like the vast majority of everyone that was either against it or for the previous one loves this new one. So good for Blizzard. I'm glad they came out with a replacement pose. I'm regardless, I'm excited to play the open beta for Overwatch coming too. Soon, and I'm excited for the full release of the game.
Yes.
By the way, I want to ask you, I know we have a Let's Play coming for Battleborn this week. You've played it the most. Let's hear some thoughts on Battleborn, kind of, you know, I don't know how many games you played that are like that, maybe none.
Yeah. You mean like Overwatch or like Battleborn?
Battleborn.
Okay.
Like, what overall, just briefly, have you thought about Battleborn?
I guess Battleborn's a MOBA. The only other MOBA that I've played is Heroes of the Storm, so I don't have a, you know, a large pedigree in MOBAs. For the most part, I really enjoyed it. It's, like I said, very different from anything I've played before. I thought it was really cool. Like, each character is so unique in this game. Like, for example, I really like Montana. I was watching a couple streamers that were calling him Mantana.
Mantana?
Because he's like that massive guy.
Like does he have like a minigun and stuff? Or is it like
yeah, he has a large minigun. He has the tiny head.
Yeah.
It's so funny. And his little taunt, he'll like hold out a log and then he'll spin behind his back and make something. He'll throw it out and it's like a little wooden figure of him.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there's like, each character has like three taunts. Mm-hmm. And I like him a lot. I was really catered to the shooting characters. I don't know why. The melee characters, you have to be really strategic and so like you don't die.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to die if you just run in and, you know, you're slicing things with wrath.
Yeah.
And then I also like Oscar Mike. He's really cool. He has this, you know, your basic assault rifle. He's pretty funny. He'll do like one of his taunts is he'll do push-ups. He'll be like, 1, 2, 6. He'll be like, shit. Because he's like that cocky soldier that's not very smart.
Yeah,
that persona.
That's funny.
But yeah, there's 25 heroes. They're all unique. Yeah, we only had a small taste in the beta. Obviously it's a beta. We had a Meltdown, which is like, we were talking a little bit about it in the our Let's Play.
Yeah,
and that'll be going up after this. Correct.
Yes.
Meltdown is, you basically, like in MOBAs, like you have minions, you have little robots in this game specifically,
mm-hmm.
and you're using them to strategically take out your enemies and take out the other enemies' bots. In a Meltdown, you're trying to sacrifice your bots into this machine, and the team's doing this as well, your other team.
So that's what I was doing online that I had no
clue
what
depends
I was doing.
If you're playing Meltdown or Incursion.
I think it was Meltdown.
Okay.
Well, Incursion. Was it like the machines that were kind of looked like they had spin
or
something?
Yeah. And the bots are running in them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Incursion, you are trying to take out your enemy, the enemy team's tanks.
Okay.
And there's two, there's like one, then you go to the final one.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about strategy. It's really important in these games not to die,
because
that really slows your progression down. And if you die, the farther into the game it gets, the longer you have to wait to respawn.
Interesting, I didn't know that.
Yeah, and also, I like how instead of getting rewards, you're like upgrading your skills as the game goes on, and you're also getting stronger as you go on, which feels very satisfying to me.
Yeah, definitely.
But yeah, overall, I had a really good time, like more fun than I thought I was going to have. And I don't know if I'll get the game.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming out when a lot of things are going to be out.
Right.
We got Ratchet and Clank and Dark Souls this Tuesday.
Yep.
Like, was it the day after this video?
Yeah. So tomorrow, if you're listening to this on Monday,
today,
April 11th, then yeah, tomorrow, Dark Souls 3 and Ratchet and Clank.
Yep. And Destiny update and Division update.
Yeah.
Which I probably won't touch the Division. I might dabble in some Destiny a little bit just because I miss it. I'll have all three of those to worry about.
Yeah.
And then what? Like May? It's the first week of May. This game will come out.
Mm-hmm.
And then Overwatch beta is like that week too. So,
yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, there's a
lot.
And
then shortly after that, I think the next week is Doom and Uncharted 4.
Is it the same week?
The week after.
Okay. Wow. Yeah. Dang.
So there's so much in this little like
there is
month span.
I love it.
So we'll see if Battleborn gets my attention. Maybe later on down the road. We'll
see. Certainly. I definitely...
Sorry if that was a little dragged on.
No, I'm glad you explained it, because even after the Let's Play, I was still a little lost on what was going on, but your perspective definitely
Because that was your only impression, right?
Yeah,
it was. Just that game.
Mm-hmm. And I definitely had fun playing with you guys.
The multiplayer's fun.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give it that. It would be really fun if we had like a group of people all playing together.
Totally. Yeah, and I like how each individual character obviously has their strengths, and you use those abilities and strengths to benefit the other players around you, benefit the game as a whole, which is cool.
I mean, you got your healers, you got your characters that soak up more damage, you got your DPS that does more damage than other characters.
Right.
Honestly, I think Overwatch looks a little more appealing to me. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's just because it plays different or if just the characters look more appealing. Yeah. And it's also a Blizzard game, so I love Blizzard.
Now, Heroes of the Storm is also Blizzard, correct?
Yes, it is a MOBA.
Okay.
Yes.
And Overwatch is not a MOBA. No, it's more of like, you always compare it to Team Fortress 2, right?
Yeah.
Kind of like that style.
Yeah, it's a tactical team-based shooter.
Nice. That's right. Yeah, that's the description I read.
But it also has like different classes, you know, you got your healers and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
So. And like defenders and more offensive players and stuff.
Yes.
That's cool. Yeah. A lot of exciting
releases
on our horizon.
Yep.
Betas, full releases.
It's odd to have this many games coming out before summer.
Yeah, it's crazy. I love it, though. It'll keep us busy for a while, for sure. Lord willing, we won't be playing Dark Souls 3 to the end of our days.
God, I hope I can beat that soon.
I'm, like, so excited but terrified at the same time because the stress it's going to cause me.
I'm excited for our Let's Plays on that.
Me, too. I love doing the Bloodborne ones, so it'll be fun to jump into some Dark Souls 3. Moving on to some Sony news. We got a lot of Sony news this week, mostly about Uncharted, surprisingly.
I like Sony.
Starting off, this comes from IGN, Miss Terry Schwartz. You may or may not know who that is.
I don't know who that
is. Very talented journalist from IGN. Uncharted ending news. That has to do with the ending of the game. Game's not far out, May 10th. It's not too far.
Yeah, I don't want any spoilers.
Away. Yeah, definitely not. This is what we've heard. So this is from Neil Druckmann, by the way. Announced to be the final installment of Nathan Drake's adventures, it's now finished in final code, which means director Neil Druckmann has started getting feedback about what people think of the end of the game. This is a quote from Neil Druckmann. I think people will discuss the ending. If focus tests are anything to go by, there will be some arguments about the ending, he told IGN during a recent Thief's End gameplay event. I'm excited. Indifference would be the worst thing. I would rather have people hate it than be indifferent to it. We'll see how they react. That's how he started off, so already I'm like, what should I expect?
Oh, no.
He goes on to say, what I found is you kind of have to ignore other people. Anytime you try to please something outside yourself, it can easily come off as false, he said. Whenever we make something that's honest to us, that is the game we truly want to play, you know whether you succeed or not. You pick up the controller and you're playing it and you're like, am I feeling anything from these characters? Am I having fun? Am I intrigued? Am I bored? Do I even care about this character? And if not, okay, I need to fix that for myself. I found that the more we've done that, the more successful we've been, and that's the only correlation I can come up with. So, supposedly, this ending is to kind of sum that up, he says it's going to be very divisive in the sense that people are, I don't know if that's if it's going to be an annoying ending where, like, what happened to Nathan Drake? Can we figure it out? I don't think it'll be like that. I think Naughty Dog's smarter than that. Yeah. I think there'll be a very definitive end, but it might be similar in the sense The Last of Us was very divisive, how people reacted to which was a beautiful ending to The Last of Us between Ellie and Joel. I don't know whether to be nervous or excited about the ending.
I'm both. Because I want there to be a happy ending, but at the same time, I want, like, The Last of Us, you know, like, whoa, like, what's next?
Yeah.
what happens now?
Yeah, who knows, man? I mean, they keep saying, at least from what I've read, they plan for this to be the end of Nathan Drake's story. Yeah, and
I hope they don't, like, kill him.
I hope they don't. Yeah, I would hate that. I feel like Nathan Drake's
what's that girl's name? Elena?
Elena.
I don't want to hurt
that. That'd be
awful. Either. Yeah.
Maybe
Sully goes. Maybe.
I think Sully, as
maybe
much
his
as I
brother.
Hate to say it, I think Sully I could live with, even though it'd be very devastating.
He almost died. Spoilers.
Yeah.
He almost died in the third game.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he played the third game.
I thought he was dead at first.
Yeah, I did too.
But,
crap.
Yeah, I could, I think I could deal with that. It'd be devastating regardless, because I know, especially more recently, I know Preston's been heavily invested in the Uncharted series longer than us, but you and I just recently, and I played through 2 and 3.
I literally just played through them this year.
Right.
So,
I played through the first half of 1. I still haven't finished 1. I'll probably knock that out in between all the chaos that's coming out up until the release of Uncharted 4. But regardless, the three of us are definitely invested in these characters and their relationships, and I can only hope the very best for the end of Nathan Drake, and who knows what might happen to Sam, his brother. I mean, even though he's brand new to the series, it'll definitely be interesting to see how it plays out. If I had to ask for a perfect ending, it'd be that Nathan Drake gets away with the treasure in the end, and him and Elena just go off and live in paradise together, happily ever after.
That's the thing, though. He never gets the treasure. Like,
I know.
Something always happens. Yeah. He's like, oh, I just escaped with my life.
It was all
thank
about
goodness.
The adventure.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe he'll get, like, it'll be like, what's that one movie, where they find treasure, but they only get away with a little bit, but they still get, like, really rich off of it. I can't remember what movie it is. It's like an action comedic movie. Is it Sahara?
Is it National Treasure?
No, because National Treasure, they get away with the entire
treasure. Oh, yeah, that's true.
I don't know. Maybe he'll get away with like a little piece and has something to be like, yeah, I did this. I don't know.
The mummy?
Maybe it was the mummy. I can't remember. I think it might have actually been the mummy. It might have been like the bracelet or something. Yeah. I don't know. I'm losing my mind. But regardless, I don't, like I said, it's probably a mix of nervousness and excitement from my end.
But regardless, it'll be a great podcast conversation.
Absolutely. I'm definitely looking forward to playing the game and reviewing it with you guys. But moving on to the Uncharted and The Last of Us movie news. Also from Neil Druckmann, also courtesy of Terry Schwartz of IGN.
She's on a roll.
She is. She's killing it, man. During a press event showcasing gameplay for Uncharted 4's A Thief's End, IGN, I got to update this text or I make it bigger because I need like spectacles to read this, like a magnifying glass. IGN had the chance to speak with game director Neil Druckmann, who also wrote The Last of Us movie script, to ask for updates on the two projects. According to him, Naughty Dog has only been somewhat involved in the development of the Uncharted film, which Sony currently has slated for a June 30th, 2017 release date. Now, it'll be a miracle if that actually comes out, I would imagine. It's always a miracle if any video game movie comes out. Yeah. Speaking of video game movies, I'm interested to see how
Warcraft
does. Yeah,
I am too.
The most recent trailer I saw, not the one that they were advertising in theaters for a while, but there's another one they came out with, actually looked pretty cool to me.
You think so?
Yeah. Are you at all excited for that, being a Warcraft fan?
Yeah. I'm not really, like, pumped about it. I'm just like, cool. Yeah. I'm not a huge fan of video game movies. I don't think they really do well, and I don't think it's necessary.
No, not at all.
For any game.
No, I totally agree. Especially if it's a very cinematic game, like, what's the point?
Yeah. I mean, I am excited for the Final Fantasy movie, because that's different. It's you know, it's all CG,
right?
But it looks really good.
It does look good,
a lot better than Warcraft's CG looks.
Yeah.
Not to knock on Warcraft, it looks decent,
but I guess if you commit to fully CG, it's easier to just kind of buy into it, because it's not half of it's fake, half of it's real type situation. But
yeah, just being a Warcraft fan, I'll go see it,
right?
But yeah, I'm not really excited about either of those video game movies.
Yeah, I mean, neither.
That Sony's making, so
yeah. But continuing,
I am fans of the series, but
yeah, yeah, video game series, love them.
I'm just not a huge fan.
If by some miracle they actually do come out, yeah, I imagine we'll be in the theater together.
The big if.
Yeah, the big if. What if? That's always the question. Continuing with Neil Druckmann, he said, every once in a while, Sony will come in and they'll present to us, here's the script, here's what we're thinking. We'll tell them what we think works, what we think doesn't work, Druckmann said, adding, that's where we're at. Last I heard is they got a new screenwriter, but we haven't seen anything in a while. According to Druckmann, the first step to make an Uncharted movie work is to make sure the core relationship between Elena, Nate, and Sully is as good as it can get, which, that's end quote, by the way, for now, which I would also say that I think any real Uncharted fan would agree that's super important. That's basically the driving force of the game. Obviously, there's a lot of action, there's a lot of adventure, but the relationship between the three of them is crucial, I would say. I mean, I think any Uncharted fan knows that, but
that's the whole movie.
Yeah. Continues to say, our approach is just to steer them back to those relationships, he explained. The most important part is to get Nathan Drake, or to get right is Nathan Drake. Nathan Drake's relationship with Elena and Nathan Drake's relationship with Sullivan. If you don't get that right, I don't think the film's going to work. If you get the core right, there's a chance that it could work. That's all he had to say for Uncharted. But up to The Last of Us, he says, I know I said in an interview a while back we had a table read, got the script to a good place, and it kind of entered development hell like these things tend to do, he said. There hasn't been any work done on it in over a year and a half. So it's looking like, as of right now, that's not happening. And if it does, that's not going to be anytime soon, which, like we said, I don't need it.
Did we ever talk about this like a year ago?
I think we did a while ago. We were like, oh, there's a Last of Us movie announced. But obviously, it was just announced at the time. There's a rumor floating around that they were going to get Macy Williams from Game of Thrones to play Ellie and stuff.
Yeah.
Which
I remember this.
Could have been cool. I don't know who they could have had to play Joel. I mean, I'm sure there's countless actors that have pulled it off. But the only hope that I had in it was the fact that Neil Druckmann wrote the script. Obviously, he was very heavily involved in the story of The Last of Us game.
Yeah.
So I imagine he had his head screwed on tight enough to understand how to adapt that to the big screen. So I would have definitely had faith in the movie with him being behind the script, but the fact that it hasn't been worked on in over a year and a half is it's looking pretty unlikely right now. But as far as Sony goes and movie news and such, game news, it pretty much wraps up Sony's news for this evening. But exciting stuff nonetheless. Uncharted 4, we at least have that to look forward to on May 10th.
Yes, we do.
Continuing onward and upward, Jacob. Where are we here? I lost my spot. God of War. The latest God of War rumor.
This also includes,
I lied. This is also Sony news. This comes from Joe Screbbles. I can't remember exactly what website this was from. It might have been IGN as well. After a tease from industry insider Shinobi 602, concept images from a Sony Santa Monica's artist website suggest that the next title in the God of War series will abandon ancient Greek myth for a Norse setting, but may still feature a version of Kratos as the protagonist, which is interesting because I didn't read too much into this because I didn't have time. We were doing these notes last minute, but apparently Norse is, I think that's short for, not short, but Nordic is another way to say it, Scandinavian folklore, and apparently two of the gods that I read that are included in this folklore are Thor and Odin, which is pretty cool. So it'll be interesting to see if this is the case, if this rumor is true, to see a version of Kratos, whether it be the same Kratos we know and love or a new Kratos or, I don't know, to face off against Thor and Odin, just two of the many gods that are included in this mythology. Sounds really cool already to me.
I don't
me.
Know a whole lot about that mythology, so yeah, I don't really have do anything I. to say. I mean, I really like Greek mythology just because of, like, you know, the whole Hercules story. And, right. Like, I don't know. It's just more well-known.
Mm-hmm. You played God of War 3, didn't you?
Yeah. Well, I didn't finish it. Okay. I stopped playing for some reason.
What was the final boss you faced?
This is probably, I only beat two bosses, I think.
Oh, really?
So
obviously you beat Poseidon at the beginning.
It was, what's his name? Hades.
Hades. Yeah. Oh, yeah, he was the second boss. Yeah, that big guy.
Yep. And then okay. I was going up to somewhere.
Okay. Probably, I think Hercules is the third boss, maybe.
Really? I need to get back to that game. That was fun.
It's a fun one, yeah. I'm definitely looking forward to the next one. I think that setting sounds really cool. I hope that's real, because I think that sounds like a ton of fun. Yeah.
But at the same time, I understand why they... Like, if they didn't want to do Greek, because they've kind of, you know, they've done it enough.
Yeah, four games technically now, a prequel in the main trilogy, so. I think we can take a break.
Technically, I guess they're dead.
Yeah, he killed all of them. They're all dead, so. Might as well move
this
on.
This is a prequel.
Yeah, I'll be interested to see if it is Thor, if we are even fighting other gods, because obviously he just... seeked his vengeance upon the Greek gods, slayed them all. I'll be interested to know why he'd want to kill these gods. If he's even after these gods, maybe he'll work with them to fight a greater force. I don't know.
Maybe.
But yeah, exciting news nonetheless. Moving on to Microsoft news, Gears of War 4 release date, October 11th, 2016, worldwide on Xbox One. Still rumored to, well, not really rumored. They mentioned it may possibly come to PC in the future. But as of right now, Xbox One release date, October 11th, 2016. Did you see the box art?
Nope. I did.
Okay. I think it looks pretty cool.
Yeah, it looks
obviously,
cool.
Have you played any of the Gears of War? I can't remember.
Yes, I played Judgment.
That's right. I forgot about that.
The best one.
Yeah, totally. The best and the only one that matters.
Yes.
Yes. But Gears of War 4 finally has a release date. That's exciting. If anyone forgot, the beta starts for gold users on, or not gold users, if you've played the Ultimate Edition, Gears of War Ultimate Edition, I think it's before a certain date, but if you at least own it and you've played it, April 18th is when the beta starts. It runs to the beginning of May, I think.
So that's a couple weeks.
Yeah, I think it's the next week or the end of this week. I think it starts Friday or Saturday. I think Friday, because today's the 11th.
You don't have your calendar on your dashboard?
I don't, I'm sorry. No, yeah, I do. Yeah, there's the 11th right there.
Oh, okay.
So it's the 11th.
That's a week from today, if it's the 18th.
You're right. Wait, yeah, 7 days. Yep, you're right. Wait,
on Monday?
8 days? Is it start on a Monday? 11th is
you
Monday.
Sure it starts on
Monday? This is ridiculous. 11th is now. Tuesday's the 12th. Wednesday's the 13th.
If it's on the 18th, that's a Monday.
You're right.
That doesn't make sense.
It says 18th.
Okay.
At least that's what I read. I could be a total idiot, but I'm pretty sure it's the 18th.
Maybe it's like a week-long thing.
Yeah, and then I think gold users, it starts on the 24th or the 25th, one of those 2 days.
Okay.
I had it written down, but I've lost it. I totally apologize. But regardless, the beta's coming very soon.
So that makes sense, though, because, like, regular users get it for the weekend.
Right.
So
but I think hopefully it'll be fun. I was going to read a couple details here.
Yeah, are you excited for Gears 4?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I love Gears 1 through 3. Specifically, Preston will agree, we love the campaign of Gears 2 the most, and we love the multiplayer from Gears 3 because it's the closest they came to fully achieving that third-person cover-based shooter where... They made it possible I don't know if it was map design or what, but it made it possible to where you could actually shoot Lancers back and forth. And I always love using the Lancer more than anything, but obviously the Nasher shotgun, even the double barrel in Gears 3 became very popular weapons. And people just love running around with shotguns and Gears. But obviously the power weapons are fun too, but I'm interested to see any changes they could have made to the Gears 4 multiplayer that have possibly refined it or expanded upon it and taken it in a new direction, because I'm totally open to a new direction. Like I said in our a couple podcasts ago when I was discussing this, I just wish they would just at least try to see how fans would respond and how gameplay would respond if they would make the shotgun a power weapon, kind of like a shotgun's a power weapon in Halo. Imagine if everyone always spawned with a shotgun. It'd be a lot more shotguns and other weapons in Halo.
Yeah.
But I've always just been interested to see how that would affect the gameplay, because I feel like a lot more people would use more varied weapons. But regardless, I have high hopes in the Coalition as the developers. And, yeah. So definitely excited. But for those of you that may or may not be fans of Gears or may not know exactly what's going on in Gears 4, here's a small synopsis of what we have to expect in
Gears 4 on
October 11th, 2016. Gears of War 4 marks the beginning of an epic new saga for one of gaming's most celebrated franchises. As a band of new heroes rises to confront a fearsome new threat, harkening back to the dark and intense roots of the original classic, fans can expect a familiar yet distinct evolution of gameplay, including brutal and intimate action, a heart-pounding campaign, genre-defining multiplayer, and stunning visuals powered by the Unreal Engine 4.
Ooh.
Exciting stuff, my friend. Plenty of blood and gore to be had back in the Xbox One.
Always with Gears.
Oh, yeah. Moving on, my friend, Fable Legends may live on.
Yay.
Did you hear about this?
Yeah.
Okay, so now forgive me. I don't know what
MCE... That was an exaggerated yay.
Yeah.
sarcastic. That's right. The word I mean.
I'll go ahead and address the elephant in the room. Jacob, Preston, nor myself are at all excited or were ever excited. I think you're on a little... There you are.
Sorry about that.
It's okay. I think... the three of us were never excited for Fable Legends. I was a huge fan of Fable 1 and 2.
I've never even given Fable a shot.
Dude, I think you would... I mean, it's kind of too late now, honestly, but I think you would have really liked Fable 1 and 2. They were great RPGs, yeah. Fable 3 was a letdown for me. It wasn't awful. I just didn't think it lived up to the... lived up to Fable 1 or 2, but Fable Legends I was never really excited for, but... This is kind of the news that came out. I thought I'd at least address it to anyone out there that may or may not be a fan of Fable in general or were excited for Fable Legends. If you were, there is still hope. Check this out. Speaking with MCV, forgive me, I have no idea what that stands for. I tried to find it. I have no idea. So speaking with MCV, three staffers at the studio said discussions regarding the free-to-play RPG are taking place. Microsoft is surveying Lionhead employees on whether to continue work on Fable Legends or leave it at the end of April with a redundancy package, according to the insiders. Is that a burp?
Yeah.
Nice. One source said Lionhead employees have discussed continuing development on Fable Legends as an independent studio, while others were unable to verify the statement. A spokesperson from Microsoft told MCV it wasn't sharing additional details beyond the cancellation of the game and discussions with employees about the closure. So, basically, long story short, it may or may not continue under the development of an indie studio with ex-Lionhead employees.
It's not dead yet.
It's not dead yet. Regardless of whether it comes out or not, chances are I'm definitely not going to play it. Now, for fans of the series, for those that were potentially excited for the game, I wish the absolute best for you. I wish the best for
Indeed.
The game. But for myself... Don't really care.
Yeah.
But at least they're fighting for something they worked on. If I was, let's say I was a developer on this team and I had worked hard for years and years to bring this game to life, I would definitely want to see it through.
Yeah,
Even if 10 people bought it, it'd be important to me to see it through. So I wish them the best going forward, regardless of whether it happens or not.
Finish what you start.
Oh, yeah. Continuing on with Microsoft, our good friends from
our good friends.
The USA. Microsoft ready for crossplay. This comes from GameSpot. Eddie McCook? Please forgive me, sir, if by some million, one in a million chance you're listening, I completely pronounce your name incorrectly.
We're sorry.
An Xbox boss has come out to say again that Microsoft has the technological pieces to pieces in place to support Xbox One, PlayStation 4, crossplay, and now all that's left to do is sort out the politics of the matter. Quote, as a platform, we don't force developers to release at any point. It'll be when the developers are ready. Asked directly if all the technology required for Xbox One, PS4 crossplay was in place, Simonetta said, absolutely, we're ready. Rocket League is the first game, and it is heavily network-oriented. Another quote. Any title that wants to update their game to include cross-network play, any title that wants to launch soon and take advantage of that, we are ready. Simonetta reiterated that Microsoft has extended an invitation to any network that wants to connect to Xbox Live, including PlayStation Network. Asked if Simonetta has her... That is a hard name to say. Simonetta has heard any encouraging news on this front. He used to work at Sony, by the way. He only said, we can only say we're ready. We've done our bit, and we welcome anyone who wants to take part. Jacob, this harkens back a couple weeks ago to our podcast titled, The Console Wars, Are They Finally Coming to an End? What do you think? What are the chances of this finally happening?
I mean, like we said before, it's probably not very likely anytime soon.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I want it, I have a few friends that play on Xbox all the time, and I'd love to, you know, play Call of Duty or whatever we're playing with them, you know?
Totally.
Yeah, it just sucks because I like Sony so much, and mm-hmm. pretty much all the rest of our friends like Xbox more for whatever reason.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a weird thing. It's because I know out of the three of us, we don't have anything against Microsoft.
No.
Like, I don't even dislike Microsoft. No. I like my Xbox. I just, something in me prefers the PlayStation. I like the PlayStation experience. I like playing games on PlayStation. I like the exclusives.
Yeah.
I like the trophy system. Yeah. I know it's not a big deal, like trophies and achievements.
I don't know what it is about achievements that doesn't make me want to get them.
Yeah, I think the fact that there's how trophies vary, like bronze, silver, gold, and the platinum. Yeah. It just looks cooler to look at how all your varying trophies and
it's definitely set up better. Like even on the Xbox One, they like changed it. Like your achievements aren't a separate app anymore. They're just like a tab.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's just like whoop.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, and you can only, like, there's no pictures. It's really simple now.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't, like, really inspire anyone to get them, in my opinion.
I feel, yeah. I mean, it's like, one could argue that as far as bronze, silver, and platinum and gold trophies go for PlayStation, one could argue that the varying gamer score you earn per achievement can relate to that. Like,
yeah.
Oh, 5 gamer score for this, or 30 for this, or 100 for this.
Right.
It's similar, but I think, imagine it in a real world scenario. It's like, look at all my gaming trophies on the wall. Yeah. And then someone else could be like, well, look at this big
look
score
at my
I've
number.
Achieved. Yeah, look at this big number I've achieved. Which, nothing wrong with that. But like I said, I mean, I'm not like a trophy hunter per se. But if there is an easy trophy to knock out and it's not too time consuming, I'll go for it. And I enjoy that.
Speaking of trophies, I recently just got the Division Platinum.
Did you?
Yeah.
You impressed them both, didn't
you? Yeah, we grinded that out.
Wow.
It was very boring.
Yeah, I bet. Good for you guys.
Yeah, I won't touch that game for a while.
Yeah, I'm going to be honest, dude. I will be amazed if I ever touch it again.
I would be amazed, too.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I don't hate it.
I don't know why you didn't like it.
I just didn't have that much fun. It was weird. Yeah. I think I just had enough. I think maybe I had the Titanfall effect. A lot of people played a lot of the Titanfall beta and weren't as enthused with the full release of the game.
I could see that.
That's kind of the same situation. I enjoyed playing up to like level 17 or 18 I got to.
Yeah.
And just no part of me wanted to continue for some reason.
It's very repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, I don't know, the world didn't excite me that much. I don't know if it was just me. Mm-hmm. I don't know, everything was just very bland to me. Like, I know it was beautiful, but at the same time, it just didn't feel special to me.
I get what you're saying.
All the enemies are the same.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Destiny, at least you got your, you know, your 4 different kinds of enemies.
Yeah.
Plus the 5th that they introduced in the new expansion. But yeah, I just think Destiny is a much better game, if we're going to compare the two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's totally fine. I mean, like I said, I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with the game. Like, there isn't anything I can pick out. It's like, this is why I don't like it.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't really dislike it. I just didn't have that much fun.
Don't get me wrong. I didn't love it, but I liked The Division.
Yeah, at the end of the day, I think they Ubisoft and, what was the, Ubisoft published? Who developed it again?
I think they were called Massive Games.
That's right.
Massive.
You're right.
I don't know if it was games, just Massive.
Yeah, I think that's who it is. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, I think regardless, they did a phenomenal job developing the game. I think it was a huge task that they
It's going to live a long life.
Yeah, no doubt. And I wish it the very best going forward. Just me personally, I wasn't that
we were talking about
crossplay. Yeah,
yeah, crossplay.
Yeah, like we've said, it'll be a miracle if Sony actually comes through anytime soon.
Maybe they'll start with just a few games at a time.
Maybe
I'd like it to work out.
I'd like Rocket League. I think Rocket League would be a great starting point. Just kind of experiment and, like, you know, dip your toe in. You know, just real quick. You know, bunzen, and
gosh,
just get a quick little taste and see how it is. See how it flows. You know,
yeah.
And
you got to test the waters.
Right. It's funny because, like, we asked the question, is this the end of the console wars, when it very well could be the beginning? Imagine, like, oh, there's all these PlayStation guys facing off against these
Xbox
guys.
Oh, there's a glitch on the PlayStation controller that makes you drive faster.
Yeah.
Fuck you, PlayStation.
Yeah, right. It might just bring the war to a whole new level.
Yeah.
So we'll see. But it's interesting news nonetheless. And we do wish one day that the console wars will end and we'll all just you know, show up in a virtual tavern together and drink and be merry and, you know, just hug it out and enjoy video games together in this community that could be very beautiful, but it turns out it's a very vile place most of the time. Very
the
violent
internet.
Place, yeah. The internet in itself is a very vile
I
place.
I like the sound of the tavern
yeah.
that you were describing.
I was thinking Hearthstone the whole time I said that.
Hearthstone's such a good game.
It is. I love Hearthstone.
I haven't touched it in a while.
Me neither. I kind of want to jump back into that. It's weird. I like playing that in like the winter time.
Yeah?
Yeah. I don't know why.
Oh, cozy by a fire or something.
Like a nice cold night, have like a nice cup of coffee or something, play some Hearthstone.
Diablo.
Good stuff. Didn't you mention there's a bar in Atlanta that has like Hearthstone tournaments and stuff? Or like
yeah, it's called Battle and Brew.
When are we going to go to that? Didn't we
talk
about that?
We always talk about going, but we never go.
Dude, we should totally go to that, check it out, and if we like it, we should film like a Let's Play there or something.
If they'd let us. Yeah. That'd be awesome.
That'd be cool. But regardless, I definitely want to check that place out. We should go soon.
Yeah, we should.
We should just look online, see what they have coming up. But moving onward, my friend, Final Fantasy news once again.
Again?
Yep. Not necessarily 15. We've kind of gathered all that news in recent weeks.
We beat that bush.
We did really hard. We lit it on fire. This is from IGN, Joe Screbbles. I think he was, was Joe Screbbles with us earlier? Let's see.
I don't know.
Yes, Joe Screbbles. It's a cool name. Final Fantasy VII Remake episodes will each be the size of a full game, on par with installments of the Final Fantasy. Is X3, is that 13 in Roman numerals? Or is that 8? No, 8 is
V3.
Yeah,
that's 13.
Yeah, 13. That's what I thought. Subseries. There had previously been some confusion over the announcement that the game will be a multi-part series, with some asking whether it would take the form of something like Telltale's 2 to 3 hour episodes. However, in the latest issue of Game Informer, producer, forgive me, I'm very bad with pronouncing Japanese names, Yoshinori Kitase clarifies, saying, quote, it will essentially be a full-scale game for each part of the multi-part series. If we're just looking at each of these parts, one part should be on par with the scale of one Final Fantasy XIII game. Now, Final Fantasy XIII, like it said earlier, was like a sub-series. I haven't played those games. I don't know how long they are. But from what I've heard, these are pretty decent-sized games, so it won't be like people were assuming it's going to be like Telltale, or is it 2 or 3 hours? But apparently this will be a hefty chunk of a game per
Unfortunately,
episode.
Neither of us are huge Final Fantasy fans, so we know like nothing about this. Preston might know a little more, but unfortunately he's not here. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how I feel about this because I don't know how big Final Fantasy VII was.
Right.
So I don't really know if my opinion matters here.
Yeah, I don't have much of an opinion on either. Regardless, I'm definitely going to play Final Fantasy VII because I've always been aware of how famous and popular that game is and how beloved it is. And I don't have it in me to play the old version.
No.
I mean, like we said, it's pretty old, and I have nothing against old games, but now that they've announced the new one and the fact that it's coming out in multi-part series, which this was included in the article, Kitase and Tetsuya Nomura worked on the original game. Both of these guys worked on the original game, and they're also working on the remake, and they said they're bringing big changes to the remake. Now, they said, obviously, the original they were very proud of, and most would argue, oh, you don't need to change anything. Well, they said they have some really cool ideas for bringing changes to the new one. And they said they're not changing everything, but they're bringing what they believe to be new and exciting big changes to the game.
Yeah.
Which, for a new player, I think it's exciting. And like I said, I'd rather wait out for the remake and play the remake when it comes out in the episodic form, which, as we've read, big chunky episodes. But no release date yet for that. But as we know, Final Fantasy 15, excuse me, coming September 30th, as we know, this year.
Awesome.
So yeah, Final Fantasy, man, wild.
Wait, it's coming out this year?
15.
Oh, I thought it was.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, there's still no release date for Final Fantasy. That is so hard to say. I was in a job interview
just
earlier.
Just got to slow down.
And I had to say Atlanta Institute of Music, and I said Institute like 7 times before
Music.
Yeah. That's why they say AIM, because Atlanta Institute of Music does not roll off. Well, it's and media now. It doesn't roll off the tongue very well. That's why I always call it AIM.
Yeah.
But yeah, I've been getting tongue-tied today. Please forgive me.
So it's AIM.
AIM.
Yeah.
Yes. AIMM. Yes.
AIM and M.
Exactly. You just got to hold out the M's. Legend of Zelda, Wii U, and on NX, at least we believe to be. Now, this news came to me from Preston. I actually found it online shortly after he sent it to me. Now, it's a shame he's not here because I know he had a strong opinion on this.
Yeah.
But I was going to at least mention it, get your thoughts as well. And now, keep in mind that I've played through 2 Legend of Zelda games. I've only finished Wind Waker, and I literally just a few weeks ago finished Ocarina of Time for the first time in my life. literally took me over 10 years to beat the game.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. It was a long journey. I started, got about almost halfway through the game, literally 7 or 8 years later, played a little bit more, and then just recently finished it out finally. Yeah. Played on three different consoles. Started on N64, continued on GameCube, and there then finished it on Nintendo 3DX. Or 3DS.
3DX?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, it doesn't exist yet.
3D extra small.
3DS XL. But
the new 3DX.
Yeah, three different platforms. Over 10 years, I finally beat the game. It was a journey. Yeah, and
that's a feat.
Yeah, it was awesome, and I love the game, definitely. It's funny, it took me... I mean, I always knew I've always loved Zelda. I've always loved the lore.
Yeah.
I've played a majority of the games. I just haven't finished all of them, which is so bizarre. I know it's weird, but the latest rumor coming from Legend of Zelda Wii U is that players can choose between a male or female Link. Now, you and I don't have a whole lot to say. I'll state what Preston mentioned. I know he'll want to kind of continue with this a wee bit, probably next week. But Preston is a very long-time hardcore Zelda fan. He has played and beaten, if I'm not mistaken, almost all of them, if not all of them.
Yes.
And he says that choosing between a male or female Link completely disrupts the lore of the game, which it's always been Link saving Zelda. Now, I know we live in a very bizarre world now where people get very upset where things aren't
progressive, as they say it.
Yeah, where people get upset where not everything is gender neutral, where I would say, in my personal opinion, is not everything needs to be gender neutral. No. I think it's unnecessary.
If things weren't made that way, there's no reason to change it.
I mean, there's been, as far as I know, as far as I've seen in my lifetime, there's been lifelong Zelda fans that are girls that are fans of Link that cosplay as Link, and I don't know if they consider themselves I'm the female Link or they cosplay as the male Link. I don't really care.
Yeah.
And I got to be totally honest, and I know Preston probably wouldn't like hearing this, but to me it doesn't really make a big difference to me.
Right.
If you want to I don't know if you choose the female or male version of Link if you're still considered Link, because I know in every Zelda game everyone knows you're Link, but you can always name your character. So technically you could play as this female version of Link and name yourself Gabriella if you want to. But obviously everyone likes to name their character Link. Yeah. But me personally, I don't really care because I'm not heavily invested in the series. I mean, it seems like they're taking more of an RPG route. I mean, they've always been kind of like action RPG games, but
open worldy,
right? And this one's like the next big open world one. And they've also mentioned they're bringing a lot of voice acting to the game, which is something new to the franchise. Now, Link, they've already confirmed, will not have a voice actor, which I kind of prefer. I've always kind of liked in RPGs a protagonist who doesn't speak. I mean, maybe at the very most they'll make like noises, but
listen, hey, listen,
Nobby, what a great fairy, but yeah, I've always been a fan of protagonists in certain games that don't ever speak. Kind of like the original Dead Space, your character never spoke, which I always thought was cool, but everyone speaks around you. For some reason, I've always liked that. But
I got 2 points to make.
Okay,
one has nothing to do with any of this, but I'll do the one that does first.
Okay.
I'm kind of with Preston on this. I'm not really a big fan of people messing with... I don't know. I'm not a big fan of people changing something that's already great. Mm-hmm. Zelda's obviously, as a series, it's fantastic. It's one of the best series of all time.
Right.
Or franchises, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is like a female Link, kind of. It's Linkle, I think Preston was saying earlier. She's in Hyrule Warriors.
Linkle.
What a ridiculous name.
Yeah, it is ridiculous.
But, I would rather just, where did this come from? Like, is this just a rumor?
This is a rumor. I can't remember exactly.
I'd rather, people just make new games that are, you know, whatever the word we want to use is, progressive.
Right.
Instead of messing with old stuff.
Right.
I don't know. I want things. I don't really know what I'm trying to say.
I don't know. Let me say this. It might help you clear up your statement a bit. I get why Preston doesn't like it. It's because... And I agree with him. Why change something just for the sake of appealing a certain crowd?
And it's special to him.
Right.
The way it is.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, his argument was, like, he doesn't agree with changing the lore. He assumes it's for the sake of appeasing players who think it's unfair to be able to play as a male Link but not a female Link.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like... Almost like taking, in the next Uncharted, you can choose between a female Nathan Drake or a male Nathan Drake.
Yeah.
Like, it's just kind of bizarre. I understand why certain people would be upset about it. I mean, personally, like I said, it doesn't make a huge difference to me. But I understand why that would upset.
Just my personal opinion. I want things to stay how they are with Zelda, even though I'm not the biggest fan.
Right. So, I mean, it doesn't make a big difference to me. I mean, I don't know why you couldn't just play as, like how about you can play as Link and save the day, or you can play as another Hylian warrior who just happens to be a female, but it's not Link.
Why does it have to be Link?
Yeah, I don't know. It's interesting.
Maybe Preston will get upset with it.
Well, I mean, obviously it's called Legend of Zelda. Currently, it's called Legend of Zelda Wii U. I assume Zelda's going to play a part of the story.
What if Link has a cousin?
Yeah, a cousin.
Linkle.
It'd be interesting, instead of trying to save Zelda this time around, if she was like your companion or something throughout the game, like she kind of fought
alongside you. What if you played as Zelda?
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
It'd be very interesting. I'm definitely interested in hearing more about at least the story of this game. Obviously, I don't want it spoiled, but kind of more in the direction they're headed, because maybe it'll kind of clear the air of all these rumors that have been floating around, because it seems like everything Nintendo related has just been a massive rumor recently, and it's just chaos on the internet. So
What would be cool is if there was a like co-op game with Zelda and then another like female character. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be Zelda, because you always go and save Zelda.
Right.
So what if it was just like a two-player co-op open world? No, maybe not open world. That wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
But just a narrative linear game. That would be kind of cool.
Possibly. I'm not a game designer, developer,
or writer, if you just want to play by yourself, you pick one of them. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. It's like we said, it's interesting news. I don't have a huge opinion on it. I know Preston would have a lot to say if he was here.
Yeah. My second thing.
Yeah, I wanted
this
to
has nothing
this.
To do with any of this.
All right, let's hear it.
I was thinking about Battleborn again.
Okay.
And did you know a Wraith, the guy with the swords,
yes.
The red guy?
Uh-huh.
Do you know who voice acts him?
Who? I haven't heard his voice.
The guy who does the English dub of Vegeta.
Really?
Yeah.
Does he sound like Vegeta when he talks? No way.
He's so awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I don't have any examples, but go back and play the beta and you'll hear it. It's great. Just listen to his taunts.
How long does the beta last again?
The beta, it was only on PS4 this week, and it's running through this next week till the end of, a week from Sunday.
Oh, nice.
A week from yesterday.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
You get another week.
Yeah, I'll definitely, I want to at least jump into that at least once more.
I know you'll be heavily invested in Dark Souls, but.
Yeah.
Just go back and check it out.
Yeah, like I said, I think it's perfect that Ratchet and Clank and Dark Souls are coming out together, because, like I said, it might get to a point in Dark Souls where it's like, I'm going to kill myself if I continue on.
I
got to
take a break.
Take a break and jump into the charm and beauty of Ratchet and Clank and have some good old-fashioned fun.
Did you ever play Ratchet and Clank?
No, I didn't. I'm just mostly excited based on what you've told me about it and based on the gameplay I've seen.
I love that game so much.
Right.
It's not going to be the original game, but it's, you know, it's close.
Totally. Yeah, exciting, for sure.
Yeah.
The only other, I would say, not huge announcement, kind of fun announcement, is Attack on Titan for PS4 coming to the US in August. I scoured the I don't know if scoured's a word. Scavenged, sorry.
Oh.
I'm losing it, Jacob. I'm falling more and more asleep as time goes on. Scavenged the internet for an exact date. Couldn't find one as of right now. US release August, Attack on Titan PS4 now. It's already available in Japan. Preston had one shipped over here from Japan. We have a Let's Play on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/itsobviousgaming. Our Let's Play playlist, you can find an Attack on Titan Let's Play of the Japanese version.
It looks fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I love the show. The gameplay was a lot of fun to watch. Preston miraculously figured out his way through the Japanese menus and stuff. No idea how he did it, but he pulled it off.
It's trial and error.
Right. Yeah, so it was fun to watch him play. I know he said the gameplay's a lot of fun, but he said he probably won't jump back into that. He just kind of wanted to experience it a bit. Yeah. So went through a lot of trouble to get it shipped over here just to play it a little bit, but he said he's going to wait for the U.S. release. But I think that's pretty exciting news. But as far as gaming news goes, Jacob, that's about all I could find for us this week. But I wanted to get a couple of thoughts from you before we wrap up this evening.
What do you want to know?
To me, above all this gaming news, is a movie trailer that was released this week. A teaser trailer for Star Wars Rogue One.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
What'd you think?
That was great, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was that Vader in the trailer?
I don't know. A lot of people are speculating.
I hope it is.
It could be a few people.
Yeah.
I don't think it's the Emperor or Vader. The only assumptions are it's a new villain that's featured in the movie that'll probably be killed off or something.
Yeah. I want it to be Vader so bad, though.
You know what I'm more interested in than the person in the cloak? I'm interested to see who's in that, like, what everyone assumes to be the Bacta tank that's in Empire Strikes Back that Luke kind of regenerates in after
I didn't even notice that.
Hoth scene.
Yeah.
So I'm interested
That's
to
a
know.
Good call.
People are like, is it Vader in there? Kind of recuperate. Maybe this is very shortly after Revenge of the Sith. Maybe he's recuperating in there. Maybe. I don't know why the Emperor would be in there. Maybe the Emperor's in there. Maybe no. Who knows who's in there. But obviously the cloaked figure is very interesting as well. Yeah. And everyone knows that with those, I always forget their names, the guys in red, those red guards. Whenever they're
Royal
around,
guards.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Whenever they're around, someone who's a big deal is around, typically the Emperor or Vader.
Right.
Mostly the Emperor. But and obviously that scene specifically, it's very brief, but everyone's like, man, what's going on there?
Yeah. I'm very interested in, I liked how the fighter pilots, their black armor.
Oh,
looks
the,
very different. It looks like old fashioned.
Yeah,
like
stormtroopers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, the rumor Storm, floating around.
It was not stormtroopers.
They're called death troopers, I think.
Okay.
I think that's at least what the rumor is. At least what I've read. It might have been just what people.
TIE fighter pilots. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, typically, that's what color the pilots wear.
Right.
It's black. So.
But yeah, they definitely look pretty badass for sure. Mm-hmm. I think. What's her name? The actress who's playing her, the lead character's name is Jen.
Sorry.
It's spelled weird, but she
I think she's going to do a good job.
The character's name is Jen Erso.
I love the dialogue where she goes, "I rebel."
Yeah, Felicity Jones, I think, is her name.
Okay,
I could be completely wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's her name. But Jen, she pronounces it like Jen.
Go to IDBM and look it up, just so we don't mess the name up.
But I think her character looks really cool.
I do too.
Continue giving me your thoughts while I look this up.
I mean, that's pretty much it. I needed to see the trailer again. I only watched it once. So.
That's Felicity Jones.
Felicity Jones. Okay.
Yeah, I think she looks really cool. Obviously, apparently a rumor's floating around that she's the daughter of some Imperial general, supposedly. I don't know if that's true.
Yeah, but, she's being interrogated for some reason. I don't know if it's just because she rebels or what.
People are assuming maybe it's called Rogue One because she is on no one's side at the beginning of the movie and the rebels kind of bring her under arrest and are like, hey, you seem to be pretty good at what you do.
Yeah.
Obviously, I rebel. Yeah. I want you to steal the plans of the Death Star.
I'm just curious if there's going to be any Force in this movie, like Force wielders.
If any, I hope it's a very brief scene with Darth Vader, and I hope they establish Vader as the badass he's portrayed as in games and comic books.
Because
in the movies, he's pretty goofy.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. Vader's a very iconic, cool-looking character, but as far as the movies go, he never really does anything that's... With the exception of blowing up Leia's home planet.
He doesn't do anything to, like, showcase, like, he's the most powerful being ever.
Right, exactly, yeah. In the comic books and video games, they've shown him just be an absolute monster, and I'm hoping that... apparently, if you listen closely, you can hear Darth Vader breathing at either the end of the trailer or throughout the trailer. I haven't listened very
hard
for it.
That's what I heard, and that's why I think it's Darth Vader.
Okay, now I've read somewhere that apparently he's supposed to have a heavy presence in the movie. Maybe that was a totally incorrect assumption, but regardless, I hope at the very least he's at least in it for like 5 seconds, because I think that would just be really cool.
Then again, do you really just want him teased to not really be in the movie that
much?
I'd
rather him be in it a lot, don't get me wrong, but if anything, if they could only do a little bit, at least throw him in there for 5 seconds, because I think that'd be really cool, but... I really like the description of this movie being described as a very grounded war movie in the Star Wars universe, which I think is cool. It could be almost like a Saving Private Ryan of Star Wars, potentially. Yeah. But obviously, from a visual standpoint, it was really cool seeing the classic Star Destroyers and then like the I don't know if you call it like the eye or the laser capsule of the Death Star being placed on. And the Stormtroopers look really cool walking through that town, wherever planet they might be on.
Yeah.
And seeing all the action taking place looks cool. The cast looks really interesting. Like Jen, obviously played by Felicity Jones. I always forget that black guy's name.
Yes, I didn't even know her name. So
okay,
you're not gonna.
She
get
had
that
a very. I mean, she's been in a lot of stuff, I think, but she had a very small role in Amazing Spider-Man 2. She was gonna play Black Cat if that series had continued. She was in Harry Osborn's office where he was kind of talking about like, we gotta continue my father's work, blah blah blah, and he's like, "What's your name?" And she's like, "I think." Felicia is Black Cat's name, because it's weird because Felicity and Felicia are similar names, and in the movie she's like Felicia, and that's supposed to be like the Black Cat Easter egg. He's like, Felicia, you work for me now, or something. He was a goofy character in that movie, but
I agree.
I think the cast looks really cool. Obviously, I can't remember the guy's name who wields the stick. Apparently, he's blind, I read. Could
you mean
be wrong
the,
about that.
The Asian man?
Yeah, the Asian man kind of whips those stormtroopers into shape with a stick.
Maybe
looks
that's
cool.
The guy in the cloak.
Maybe. I don't know. But obviously, you know what else looks really cool is the guy. I can't forget the actor's name. He's in Dark Knight Rises, but he has that white Imperial cloak on. Apparently, according to what I read, he has the rank of admiral, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. A very high-ranking Imperial officer, and he just looks really gnarly and all that white. So I'm interested in his character. He looks very sinister for sure.
Yeah. So I doubt Leia's going to be in this. She'll probably be pretty young.
Yeah, she would be the young Leia. They'll mention her, like, oh, Princess Leia requested that we need to steal these plans or something.
Yeah. I assume she's going to be pretty young in this. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know how... Like earlier, the plans were stolen before A New Hope. So.
As far as if I'm not mistaken, at least based on all the times I've seen A New Hope, apparently it happens, like A New Hope takes place like literally like days after, or maybe even hours. Okay.
Well,
after
in that case, we might see Leia, maybe.
Possibly.
I doubt it.
Maybe we'll see her on like, you know what they could do to pull it off is like one of those tiny holograms. You could easily animate that.
Sure.
But if anything, but...
It's just me hoping as a fan to see something to relate to A New Hope, which I'm sure we will.
Yeah, as a Star Wars fan, I got to say that this movie has huge potential to be something phenomenal.
And different.
It's not tied to the Skywalker storyline, as everyone knows. It can be something brand new with brand new characters, some that we may know, some that we don't know at all. They have very potential to bring together just a really awesome ensemble cast with a lot of diversity. I don't mean just like race and color. I just mean like with personalities and character traits and abilities and stuff to kind of come together to form this elite squadron that steals these Death Star plans, which is like such a cool idea.
Yeah. One thing I did like to end, I liked how it's called Rogue One, a Star Wars story. I think it's a story instead of Star Wars Rogue One.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah, definitely helps it stand out. Definitely. And like I said, visually, it's mostly a visual trailer. It just looks very cool. I mean, we'll wait for that full trailer. I assume with Civil War, if they just release this teaser, it'll still be the teaser. When Civil War comes out in theaters, we'll just see the teaser, which I'd like to see that teaser on the big screen.
Dude, I'm excited for Civil War.
Me too. I'm getting to that. I have some exciting news about that. But yeah, to kind of wrap up, I think obviously that last shot in the trailer looks so cool with the AT-ATs. I don't like to say AT-ATs. That sounds retarded.
Stupid. Don't ever say that.
Yeah, the gentleman from Mr. Sunday Movies made a great point in his video about the trailer. He says people that say AT-AT, it sounds ridiculous because think about an AT-ST. Do you say AT-SIT?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, but the AT-ATs, when there's like a whole squadron of them on like a tropical like beach setting with them shooting down at the squad, it looks so cool.
Yeah.
And like everyone said, I think Colin Moriarty actually from Kind of Funny mentioned, I was listening to their kind of reaction to the trailer. He said that everyone's used to visualizing AT-ATs on Hoth during that invasion.
Yeah,
but to see them in an entirely different setting just already feels fresh and exciting.
Definitely.
Which I totally agree with. But, Rogue One, man, this year, December, super pumped.
Me too.
Moving on, my friend. Before we jump into Civil War, I'll wrap up with that. We just watched a trailer for Disney's BFG.
Yes, we did.
Remind me, is this live action and animated mixed? Because I watched the trailer like a week ago and I already forgot.
I believe so.
Okay, from what I remember, it is.
Yeah.
But where's my notes on this?
Although he looked pretty... Yeah, it's got to be animated.
Yeah, I know the
it's not like
I think
know,
the actress like the young girl is a.
It looks more like CGI, if anything. I don't know.
I think it's a mix, but it's directed and co-produced by Steven Spielberg, which is cool.
That's very cool.
I already have faith in it for that. Since I'm not even
anything he touches is worth watching,
with the exception of Indiana Jones and the Crystal Skull.
Okay.
That's the only dud that I can think of.
That's true, yeah.
But it wasn't entirely.
To be fair, I haven't seen it, so I can't
have
say
have you
it
really not? Mm-hmm. Oh, it's a real treat, Jacob.
I've actually only seen the first Indiana Jones. Only the first one.
Well, in my opinion, that's the best one, so you've done right there.
Yeah, I need to watch the rest of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's Harrison Jones, man.
Harrison Jones?
Harrison Ford.
Yeah. He got the... Well, technically, he plays Mr. Jones.
Yeah.
So, close enough. But Disney BFG, apparently this is based on the novel. I've never heard of it. But here's a synopsis, because I even seeing the trailer, I was like, what?
Yeah, just, I had no idea what was going on. Yeah,
but the fact that it was Disney and Steven Spielberg's name was attached, I'm already pretty much sold. So I'm like, sounds great to me. And it looked cool, but it says, Sophie, played by Ruby Barnhill, befriends a friendly giant named the BFG, played by Mark Rylance, as they set out on an adventure to capture the evil, man-eating giants who have been invading the human world.
So you think that stands for, like, best friend giant or something?
Possibly.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I was trying to, like, figure that out watching the trailer.
Bigfoot giant?
Maybe. I got nothing.
Big fart. giant? I don't know. Anything with BFG.
Or anyways.
I can't think of anything else.
Nice.
I think best friend giant's probably the closest thing I would come up with.
That would be like a sort of kiddie thing.
I bet we could find out in like 5 seconds on the internet.
Probably.
But yeah, what were your thoughts on this trailer? Were you at all intrigued by it?
I think it looks fine. Like, mm-hmm. I don't know if I'll go see it.
Right.
I mean, I'm a big fan of Disney movies, but I don't know.
I think I'm mostly intrigued just because I had never heard of it before.
Yeah.
Now, I will say the giants look very similar to the giants in Jack and the Giant Slayer, which I didn't really enjoy that movie.
You saw that?
I didn't see it in theaters. I watched it on TV one time when I had nothing to do. And I like Ewan McGregor, but the movie, aside from that, didn't entertain me very much. But the giants look very similar to that, and I've never really been into giant lore or anything.
But, giant lore.
The lore of giants, but...
giants are my thing.
Yeah, but like you said, I love Disney movies. Steven Spielberg's extremely talented director.
If it gets good reviews, and you know, I'll go see it maybe.
Right. What do you think of The Jungle Book?
I'm intrigued. Is that out yet?
It comes out this coming weekend. Okay. So
I'd like to go see that soon.
Yeah, actually, the most recent obviously I'm going to go see it because I love the original animated Jungle Book.
I was a huge fan of the original growing up.
Yeah, me too.
The animated.
The one review I've seen was from the Schmoes Knows guys, and they had a lot of positive things to say about it. So
cool.
I mean, I'm still waiting for more reviews. I mean, regardless, I'm going to go see it. Kind of like Batman v Superman. It had terrible reviews, but I still went and saw it and enjoyed most of it. But I definitely want to go see it.
It's got Scarlett Johansson.
Mm-hmm. And Bill Murray.
Bill Murray, too.
What's his name? Plays the orangutan. It's fine. What's that impression everyone does of him? It's fine.
Shit.
He's in Batman Returns. He's in Pulp Fiction. He's in a million things. Why can't we think of his name?
What's his name?
Watkins? Something Watkins? I got to look it up. It is such a huge actor. Everyone's screaming at us right now.
God.
You can tell us how stupid we are in the comments. I'm so tired.
It is really late.
Jungle Book. Cast. I'm going to think of it like right before I pull it up. Bill Murray, Scarlett Johansson.
All right, just say it.
Ben Kingsley, Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken.
Not Watkins, Christopher Walken. That's who I was trying to think of. Yeah, they have a massive cast in this movie.
Yeah, they do.
But, all the voice acting looks really cool.
Christopher Walken.
And I think, what's his name?
And he's the orangutan.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I've heard all the voice acting is phenomenal. Apparently Bill Murray's phenomenal as Baloo.
Of course he is. It's Bill Murray.
But yeah, I'm excited for Jungle Book. But keep on the Disney track. We'll wrap up here. Civil War. All I've read and heard is that all the vast majority of Civil War reviews for all the test screens have been overwhelmingly positive.
Oh, that's so that makes me so happy.
My favorite news out of all is they have a lot of people have a lot of different things to say, but kind of all around the table, people have said that not only is it the best Spider-Man that's been on screen, the best
really?
Peter Parker that's been on screen,
what?
But apparently he's in the movie more than you'd expect, and apparently there's a lot of hilarious, awesome scenes with Spider-Man in it. I'm like, I love
I'm
to
so
hear
happy.
That. The fact that it's best Spider-Man, and this is coming from more than one person, best Spider-Man, best Peter Parker, a lot of funny stuff. I love when Spider-Man makes me laugh. Now, Amazing Spider-Man 2 came very close.
Yeah.
But
a lot of people hated that movie.
Yeah, see, I didn't hate it. I like those movies.
I really liked the first Amazing Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. This one, the second one, I liked it too, but not nearly as much as the first one.
I feel you. Yeah, I was excited for those movies. I mean, I understand from a financial standpoint why they wanted to go in a different direction. Yeah. At the end of the day, I think it was a necessary sacrifice to finally bring Spider-Man to the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Obviously, they're sharing it with Sony.
Yeah.
But, I mean, more news has come out about Spider-Man saying that Kevin Feige reiterated that Spider-Man, although they're sharing him with Sony, is still definitely a part of the MCU, and I think more than one Avenger is going to be featured in his solo movie, in his first solo movie, which is cool. That's exciting. There's a lot of rumors for various titles floating around with that, but the biggest one as of right now is Spider-Man Homecoming, apparently based off either a single comic book or a comic series of Spider-Man. What do you think of that title?
That would be interesting.
I think
I'd rather
it
just be Spider-Man. I don't know.
Now, the original title that was rumored was Spider-Man the New Avenger. I think that sounds
cool. I would like that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But apparently the most recent rumor, the biggest one, is Spider-Man Homecoming.
I don't know a lot about comic books with regards to any superhero. So. Right.
I should have had John on this one podcast so we could talk about his Spider-Man comic knowledge, because he has so many Spider-Man comics. Yeah. But as far as I know, Homecoming apparently is a popular either series or comic book from Spider-Man. I think Spider-Man Homecoming, even though I know nothing about it, just sounds interesting, like very different from like Spider-Man 1, 2, 3, or Amazing Spider-Man. I mean, a lot of people said, just call it Spectacular Spider-Man,
right?
Which I'd be fine with too. Mm-hmm. But I think Spider-Man Homecoming or The New Avengers sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Regardless, to me, I just hope the movie's great. Yeah.
I'm excited for Civil War. Like, I'm not even excited to see a Captain America movie.
Yeah.
I don't even care about Captain America at this point. Right. My top three favorite superheroes are Batman, obviously. And second would be Spider-Man. Mm-hmm. Then third is Iron Man.
Okay.
And two of the three are going to be in this movie. So.
All right.
I'm really, like, this is definitely a Spider-Man movie, it just feels like.
You think so?
Just like after seeing him at the end, everyone's pumped for freaking Spider-Man.
Yeah.
If they weren't already pumped before, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm just really excited to see this movie.
I really enjoyed Captain America 1. I loved Captain America Winter Soldier.
Yeah. I love Captain America. Just
right.
He's not my favorite.
I really like Chris Evans playing him, but he's
definitely a great Captain America.
He's definitely not my favorite Avenger, but I like the character Captain America, and I really liked the.
I definitely like him more than like Thor or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
nothing
definitely.
Against Thor.
Yeah, I definitely like the route they took with Winter Soldier. Everyone that's pretty much agreed that that's probably the best Marvel cinematic movie to come out so far. I would have to agree. Yeah. I just thought that was a phenomenal film, just all around the table. I thought it was awesome. But
wait, which one?
The Winter Soldier.
Okay.
But Civil War is a huge feat, definitely, with all these Avengers featured in it. Oh, yeah, I meant to also add in that apparently Ant-Man is phenomenal in the movie as well, especially his action scenes, which is cool. Everyone says Black Panther is great. The guy who
plays
Black
Panther.
I really
need to see Ant-Man because I didn't see it.
Did you not? Dude, yeah. I loved Ant-Man. It was awesome. Yep. Paul Rudd killed it. But
I should probably see that before I go see Civil War.
I think you would appreciate his role in Civil War more if you see it before that. Definitely watch it if you can.
I will.
But apparently Black Panther's awesome too. I'm excited to see him.
Oh yeah, definitely.
But a lot of people said this movie tackles a lot of the same issues that Batman v Superman did, but apparently they handle it in a much better way.
Nice.
So regardless, man, this got me even more excited, especially hearing that Spider-Man news, because I know, don't get me wrong, I love all the Avengers, I love all these characters, but everyone's always wanted Spider-Man to come to the series and to finally see it happen, and to hear that it's great already, it's just really cool.
It's great news.
It is, and overall, Jacob, I gotta say, it was truly an honor and a pleasure, and I can't thank you enough for sticking around to have this discussion with me tonight. Unfortunately, yes, we're wrapping up. I don't want to keep you here too long. What time is it right now? 1:45 a.m.
Oh, God.
That's really not that
late. It's almost 2.
Yeah, but when you've been up since 5 a.m., that's a long time.
It is. I got up at, when did I get up? 6.
So that's
early. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, you and I have been up for quite a while, but I got to say, Jacob, I can't thank you enough for sticking around.
Oh, it was my pleasure. I enjoy having our podcast conversations.
Yeah, me too. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us this evening. We'd love to hear your thoughts and opinions on any of the topics we discussed this evening. Covered a lot of Sony news, a lot of Microsoft news, some movie news. Me personally, if I had to choose one topic, I want to hear Rogue One thoughts because I love Star Wars. I could talk about Star Wars all day. But ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening on Audio Boom, we'd love to hear your comments there. Yeah. iTunes, subscribe for more. Leave us a cheeky review.
You want to announce what you're doing this week?
Actually, not yet, because that may or may not happen.
Oh, really?
I'll talk to you after.
Oh, boy. Yeah,
but if it does happen, I'll obviously announce it next week, which is pretty exciting. Hopefully that happens. But yeah, like I said, If you're watching or listening on YouTube, comment down below. We'd love to start a conversation with you there. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Instagram, follow us on Twitter to stay connected. We'd love to connect with you guys there as well. Obviously, tune in every week on the It's Obvious podcast. Join us for various Let's Plays this week. We got Battleborn.
Ooh.
We have a Skit Bowl, a dodgeball adventure.
Skit Bowl.
Which you'll see a picture of Preston's destroyed car that I'm so tired. I just remembered I ripped his bumper off tonight, and I'm going to have to pay for that. Kind of sad.
Hilarious.
Me.
It sucks so bad, but it's so funny.
It is funny. And like I said, it's not the first time I've destroyed his car. So it's just...
You and him just don't mix when it comes to vehicles.
No, it doesn't, man. They do not.
Hey, I think he backed into me once, too.
Did he?
Yeah, we were in your driveway. Your driveway is just...
It's a death trap, yeah. Man. And that's the thing.
He just backed into me. No damage was done to either car. But.
Yeah, so many people have backed into cars in my driveway. It's just an absolute nightmare in my driveway. But like
there's
I
always
said,
too many cars in your driveway.
I know it is. Honest. It's ridiculous. My whole yard's torn up from people trying to get around other cars. It's hilarious. It looks like a dirt bike
rally
or something.
A monster truck.
Yeah.
Jam.
Yeah, did I ever tell you I went to a monster jam in Florida when I was a little kid, and it scared me so bad that my grandma had to take me home.
What is these things?
Yeah. Dude, the trucks were so loud that it just like terrified me. I don't know why. I was such a little wimp when I was a kid. I felt bad. Who knows how much money my grandma paid to take me to that. That's besides the point. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on episode 46 of the It's Obvious podcast, where my best friends and I join every single week to discuss video games, movies, TV, comics, whatever it might be. Thank you so much for listening in. We'd love to discuss anything with you down below. My name's Garrett Drake. This is Jacob Alco. Where It's Obvious
Goodbye.
Gaming. Goodbye, yes. We'll catch you next time. Everyone have a great week. God bless you all. Have a good week. I said that more than once. Very sleepy. Good night, everyone.
Good night.